He had a settlement with the municipality of Anchorage that is of some note, as it has at least peripherally to do with the Chugach election and also with the police department and the treatment of supposed criminals, people exercising their First Amendment right, I guess, nowadays considered to be criminals. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let me go on to something else that I hopefully will get to in a little bit, and that is it has to do with energy prices. Democrats looking to cash in on the high cost of gas, which is a little dumbfounding to me, is I don't understand why they're not being blamed for the high cost of gas. To me, makes no sense. Let me get on to Uwe.
Okay, and the Sheriff of Spinard's on the line, too.
Okay.
You want to jump to that real quick?
Yeah, Uwe, can we wait? Uwe says yes. Uwe okay. gives me the he okay. gives me the
let's
thumbs
go to
up.
Tom.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, good morning.
I didn't mean to interrupt your guest.
Oh, that's okay. He's a very patient man, Uwe.
Well, good.
And you know, you two, the two of you, actually remind me a lot of each other. Just involved in all kinds of stuff, full of all kinds of facts and information. I really care about what goes on in the city.
Well, and thank you for saying that we remind each other, you of each other.
You're welcome.
I didn't know I was that good looking like Uwe is. But, one of the problems that we have with energy consumption is that nobody really cares, Gwen. You can't really get the word out. We have things in our arsenal that we could decrease the amount of electricity being used dramatically, mm-hmm. such as... you know, different kinds of light bulbs.
Right.
The compact fluorescents that put out as much light as a 60-watt light bulb would consume 13 watts. If just two people or two light bulbs in every household in America were changed today, I believe that the amount that would be saved is like 48 megawatts of power. Hmm. So there is ways of doing it, but most people just don't care. And like here in Anchorage, we're going to extend Boniface Parkway over to Abbott Loop. The thing that makes sense is to extend it over to Dowling so that we have good, but I'm sure I'll be surprised.
You actually, I'm sure you won't be surprised.
Oh, okay.
It's actually quite classic. We are going to come back on the other side. Thank you, Tom, very much. You too. We're going to come back on the other side with Uwe Kalinka, and we're going to find out what happens when you pass out information about a Chugach election at a sportsman's show, a public arena. And it's very fascinating, and we will find out what exactly happens to somebody when you do that. We will be right back. 274 KBYR. We'll be right back. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. 274 KBYR, 274-5297. We are here with Uwe Kalinka, who is on the board of Chugach Electric currently, and he had a run-in during the time that he was running for the Chugach Electric board and with the Anchorage Police Department. Uwe, why don't you, good morning to you. Let's just make sure we've got a good mic check on you.
Good morning, Glenn.
Ah, there he is.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's very nice to have you. And you have been involved in all kinds of aspects around Anchorage and trying to figure out how to get the city to run better than it otherwise would. And I certainly appreciate that. And I'm reading through this fact sheet on what went on having to do with your arrest, your incarceration, and what looks to be fairly rough treatment by the Anchorage Police Department. How did all of this get started?
Well, it happens, I was running for the board of directors at Chugach Electric, and we decided to pass out some leaflets at the Sullivan Arena. There was a sportsman show down there. It was a beautiful day, and we thought it would be quite a good forum to get our information out.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen Bratz, which is an attorney here in town, and myself, we went there to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
As we were there for a little while, management approached us, telling us that we would have to leave. They did it rather in a coarse manner, and we refused because... We felt we were on a public area.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us they will call the police, and we said fine, because we've been down there before where the police showed up, and they advised us previously that we were perfectly okay to
just be a there. note to the police department: when there's a lawyer present and you say you're going to call the police, that's, and they don't go, they don't take your bluff, You're probably not in a good position, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, they didn't know that she was an attorney.
Oh, I see. You hadn't dropped that shoe yet, huh?
No, we never did tell him till it actually went to the courthouse. But nevertheless, shortly thereafter, the police showed up, and before we could do very much or say anything, they handcuffed us and escorted us to the vehicles, put us in there in a rather rough manner, at least me. I'm 59 years old at that time, and as you can imagine, I'm not that agile anymore.
Well, it looks like there was some damage to one of your fingers through the process here. The police obviously treating you like a common criminal, like a drug dealer or something like that.
Well, let me just put it this way. This officer grabbed me from behind and said, step over to this sidewalk, while I was on the sidewalk, and I put my hands up. You know, and just as I put him up, he grabbed my wrist, put it down, and he made sure I knew that he was he was in charge, and he put him on extremely tight. So for about 3 months thereafter, my middle fingers, the index fingers, were both numb on both hands. And, of course, the treatment was, you can say rough.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, any physical therapy can get rough. So you get down to the police department, and it sounds like they take pleasure in incarcerating you. Is there what would be their reason for this?
Well, I couldn't quite figure that out either myself. Till later on, I looked through the. I was informed here that the arresting officer, his name was Honemann, or is Honemann, that he ran for the same position that I was running for at Chugach Electric just a couple of years earlier.
Now, that name sounds familiar. I think he's still with the police department,
yes,
and kind of a high position.
Yes, he is the official spokesperson for the police department today. And, of course, at that point, I started putting two and two together, and I brought here some evidence for you to look at, which is, circumstantial, of course, but he was endorsed by the IBW at the time,
mm-hmm.
and of course I'm on the other side of the political spectrum.
Right.
So at this point, this is of course speculation, but it certainly points in that
there
direction.
Are a number of things that are pointing to some kind of difficulty, at least a confluence of interests here between the IBEW and trying to prevent you from getting on the board, and somebody who they had previously supported, who had run for the board and was the arresting officer. Very interesting. So how did it turn out? What was the end result here?
Well, the end result was that I was in jail. They gave me, as Honemann said, the full treatment,
mm-hmm.
which obviously included to strip me naked and have me forced on the floor and declared me temporarily suicidal, I would say, and whatever have you. I demanded multiple times to have my attorney be present, and each time they refused. But to make a long story short, we filed a civil suit after Judge Clark dismissed the city's criminal case against us because they really didn't have a case.
Mm-hmm.
We were perfectly in our rights to be there under our constitutional rights. And after 3 years and 2 weeks now, we finally settled the case.
What strikes me odd about this is there is a price that a lot of people pay for public service. And this is one of them. One of them is that sometimes you get mixed up in with people who have a built-in interest in the process and don't appear to be acting fair. And then that really turns ugly fast and can impact people who are completely innocent of any crime. You know, I've worried that the police department in their hiring practices has been playing politics with our safety, and I wonder whether or not it might creep into other areas. And this looks to be another instance where we really may need some public citizen reviews or public committees.
Well, you know, it's funny you brought that up, but I hold the police department in high esteem. Having said that, of course, like any barrel of apples, there are always some rotten
ones. Well, police officers, I generally hold in high esteem. You know, when the police department is able to find 26 officers to populate a baggage administration academy and only is able to find 13 officers to populate a Wirtz administration academy when he asked for 26... you know, to me, there's something wrong with that process. It's not Wirch's fault that they could only find 13 officers for him.
In this settlement, I tried to make one of the conditions that the city would have to appoint a citizen committee as oversight for the police department. Of course, that didn't go anywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I'm still pushing forward for that.
I think that is important. Yeah, a lot of other cities
yes,
have it.
Yes, other cities have it, and I believe that the self-investigation, all it does, it puts the fox in charge of the hen house.
Yeah.
And that's not good, and it's not really in the public's interest.
Gosh. Stripped naked.
Correct.
And declared suicidal.
Correct.
I mean, this is the full treatment. This is what you get for attempting public service.
Oh, yeah, and let me tell you, they really enjoyed what they were doing. While I was laying face down, I had a guy sitting on my legs in the back, doubled up on my back, mm-hmm. one left, one right, and as they loosened the handcuffs, they wrenched my arm over my head, and as they were doing so, oh, he's resisting. So they gave it extra yanks, and you can visualize it, laying flat on your face, mm-hmm. wrenching your arm over your head. That is not a very pleasant situation.
No. Well, and to me, the police department should be aware and had best be aware that to play this level of politics with a situation, you know, they've been corrected now, I think, several times at the Sullivan Arena, that it is a public area and that people have a right to be there and that they can't treat people like criminals when they're doing things that the police department or individuals in the police department may not like. And it's difficult, you know, when it comes up against an individual person about this, but it sure is ugly. Any closing comments?
Well, the municipality in writing agreed that in the future they will respect anybody's First Amendment rights to petition and pass out pamphlets on any public property.
Well, that's good. Uwe, can you stick with us for a little while? I want to talk to you a little bit about the Chugach election.
Certainly.
All right. We'll be right back on the other side. The 274-KBYR, 274-5297. This is Hometown Talk with Glenn Beagle. Uwe's here.
On Smart Radio, AM 700, KBYR, with your host, Glenn Beagle.
Welcome back. 8:33 a.m., 274-KBYR, 274-5297. We're talking with Uwe Kalinka, who has just had a $50,000 settlement with the municipality of Anchorage in what is obviously a travesty, something that should never have happened, and goes to show you what you get if you try and involve yourself in the public process and some of the unfortunate outcomes that can come when people are not do not have the best public interest in mind. I want to move on to Uwe is also a member of the Chugach board. He was elected during that election cycle, and I'm glad for that. We are in the midst of quite a dramatic public relations campaign by Chugach Electric. And I have had Ray on the radio, and I've been listening to a number of the commercials that have been on, having to do with the problems that the IBEW supported people see with the board. And one of the ones that I thought was particularly difficult to answer, because I hadn't seen much about it and I hadn't heard much about it until it was brought up before, it was this claim that Chugach Electric should have done something to invest in one of the gas fields down on the peninsula, and that the municipality of Anchorage was able to invest in this gas field, but Chugach Electric sort of opted out, and that they make it sound like the liberal members of the board or the IBEW members of the board supported investing in the field, and that the rest of the board didn't or something. What do you have any details on how that came about, and
Basically was before my time on the board, but my understanding is that Chugach was in no position to invest in that field due to some financial reasons. The municipality, my understanding is able to issue tax-exempt bonding, which Chugach is not. But the details on that, I think Ray Craig has the answers, or I'm sure that he is much more knowledgeable about it than I am, so I'm really not too familiar with it.
So it had something to do with it. Basically a municipality is able to bond. In other words, they are able to say that, well, gee, all of our population here is going to back us up, and they'll pay off whatever we go in for. And most of the time, whatever the government invests in, of course, is going to end up being a boondoggle and a failure. And every once in a while, they'll sort of, ring the bell and hit the jackpot, and it'll turn out okay for them. And that looks like what happened here, where we had an escalation, 100, 500% or whatever in gas prices.
It's quite an interesting situation if you think about it, because the Chugach members basically have to back the same bond since they're the citizen too, So it's really interesting. And like I said, I'm not too familiar with the details.
Okay. Justin, have we got somebody?
Well, you got Ray Craig.
Oh, hey. All right. Ray Craig. Hey, Ray, we got some questions. I want to try and nail this down.
Are you there, Ray? Ray.
Oh. Hi, Glenn.
Oh, hey. Good morning to you.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the gas field, so I...
Well, that's good. Yeah, I wanted to try and understand what was going on. Thanks for calling, by the way. What's going on with this claim? So maybe you can lead us through the process of how this happened, because to me, this is the one that they're sort of winning the election on. They're making the claim, essentially, that... way back when, I don't know, what, 3, 4, or 5 years ago, the municipality of Anchorage and Chugach Electric were sort of offered this great deal, investing as partners into a gas field. And
Glenn, what I'd like to do is to read their exact charge against me. Let's give them some publicity for their slime campaign here, but just paint a little bit of bigger picture of the environment. You've just had the interview with Uwe, a courageous guy that stood up.
I think that's exactly right. This is what people get.
Being thrown in the slammer by a guy that's involved with this and stripped naked and all the things that happened. What's going on to me right now, I've probably had 500 radio spots bought by IBEW and Chugach employees painting me in a vilification campaign as public enemy number one. Here's one of them. They claimed... MLMP's rates are going down, $24 a month less than Chugach, while CEA's rates are going up. This is because MLMP purchased one-third of the Beluga gas fields after Chugach, under Board Chairman Ray Craig's leadership, rejected the offer. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a contemptible lie.
An offer come before Chugach?
No, it never did. It never did.
How
no
would
offer.
That have happened? I mean, how would the people who own the Beluga fields have come before Chugach?
Well, we knew that it was available for purchase, but the problem was that MLMP had tax-exempt financing, as all municipal entities do, tax-exempt bonds for roads.
In other words, we're on the hook for whatever they invest in.
Well, yes. But in the end, it appears that it's turned out to be a good deal for MLMP. But let's go back to why Chugach could not buy that gas field. With MLMP had tax-exempt financing, they were able to finance the purchase of the gas field with an interest rate lower than Chugach would have been able to use. And at the time the gas field was put on the market, MLMP offered $120 million for that one-third of the gas field.
Mm-hmm.
Its value to even another oil company or gas company or Chugach with normal financing was in the $80 million range.
So they paid about 50% more than it was worth at the time.
Exactly.
I got a specific question for you. Maybe you can answer this for me. If Chugach would have invested in the field, is it possible that the pay of Chugach employees would have had to have gone down because you guys had other financial obligations then?
Well,
in other words,
yes, it would have. But what really would have happened is our ratepayers would have had to subsidize and come up with that $50 million or $40 million.
Would the rates board have allowed that?
And the rates board allows a lot of things that they really shouldn't. I mean, the rates board is allowing double and triple overtime, grossly excessive wage and salary.
Well, and this is the midst of what we're in the midst of this too, right? Where we're having this discussion about what their next contract is going to look like, and
exactly.
whether or not you get triple time on your birthday.
Exactly. What this is all about is IBEW is spending $250,000 to buy two Chugach board seats. And with that majority, they're then in a position to seal in $20, $30, $40 million of bloat in the labor contract over the next 10 years. I mean, so they
That's
pay
a pretty good payoff.
They pay a buck, a hundred. They pay a buck, and they get $100 back plus
wow.
in extra rates out of monopoly customers that have no choice on who they buy power from. So, one of the folks that has helped us on the campaign, you know, described this as a multi-million-dollar robbery in broad daylight. I mean, I didn't write that phrase, but I have to tell you, looking back over the last month, I can't really think of a better way to describe what's going on. And Uwe, you know, being thrown in jail for just passing out leaflets at the Sullivan Arena, this grotesque and tragic thing that's happening right now, we have to scratch our heads and wonder, you know, why is the community standing by and just watching this happen? I think, in part, it's many people just don't understand, and Glenn, you're doing a great job, you know, trying to educate folks, but when you're up against $250,000 of special interest ad money in a media campaign, and you're just you know, a citizen like Uwe or myself, you know, it's hard to resist that kind of a tsunami.
Well, what surprises me about this whole process, and maybe Uwe, you might have some comment too. Uwe's still here with us, and Ray Craig is on the phone, two current members of the Chugach board, and running for re-election. Ray is. Who's the other gentleman? Is
Dave Osman
and Ray Craig running together. And I'm trying to respond to at least get some information out there about this claim that Chugach was offered on a silver platter the purchase of a part of the gas field that the Wise municipality invested in, and the reason why it isn't what they were saying, and it isn't what they say in their commercials, and it's just hard for people. But what I don't understand about the whole process is, you know, a lot of times people will say, look, if a business has an interest in something, then they can't be trusted as somebody to testify for or against it, right? If they're going to make money off of a deal, then they're not somebody who we really should be listening to. And so what surprises me in the whole process here is why the IBEW obviously has something to gain.
That's right.
And so why isn't, you know, I mean, is it the fact that we don't have a good newspaper? Is it the fact that we don't have good television stations? I mean, why isn't it obvious to every person out there that these people are going to get 100-to-1 return
on
investment?
Well, one of the reasons is that the Daily News and Channel 2 and the news media tend to look at something like this, and they look at it as a battle between equals. You know, they'll go and get a quote from the IBEW, and then they'll go and get a quote from the citizen candidates, and they never really come to grips with the tremendous, David versus Goliath struggle here. I mean, one side has $250,000 war chest, which ultimately is going to be paid by ratepayers, and the other side is, somebody like Uwe or a public interest group, which is just starved for money. But the media looks upon it as some battle of equals. They get a quote from both sides and then move on without ever really, you know, doing a reality test. The bullshit detectors are totally missing. And, you know, when you're involved in it, you can get paranoid and start believing that it's by design, and I think in many cases it is. You're not paranoid. It really is by design.
Well, what's odd to me is that, you know, when it's not, quote, a fair fight, they will give the liberal candidate, they will give the liberal candidate some kind of a leg up. For instance, when they had Fran Ulmer's picture on the front page of the Daily News 3 days in a row, that was because Fran Ulmer was not, a quote, equal candidate, I guess, in their eyes. But Uwe, do you have any comment?
No, I just can reiterate what Ray is saying here. It's very unfortunate that the opposition has all kinds of money. And, of course, from my past experience running various initiatives, if you don't have the money, you're just a dead duck. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it's very difficult to go against that. Well, thank you guys very much for that. I appreciate that. I've always been trying to piece together what's going on with this gas bill claim. Uwe, thanks for coming in. I'm going to get on to what is the Alaska Transportation Priorities Project.